And we had, you know, and
that where were your parents living at that time?
They're in Edmonton. That's my parents came from France in 1912, 1913 from Brittany.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they went to the Channel Islands and they moved to Canada in 1913. And then our family's been in, you know, mm-hmm. in Canada. My brother Rudy and Rennie were both born in France.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have a direct connection back to
yes,
to
we still have relatives. We have cousins in Saint-Malo.
Oh,
in that northeast or northwest corner of France.
I know, I've been there.
Have you? Yeah. And I've never gone back. Never and we still there. Have cousins that are in Jersey, in mm-hmm. the Channel Islands. Mm-hmm. And, no, our family is directly from, like on, and then I was, it's a little complicated, but I mentioned my parents because I was adopted by my grandparents. Now I'm going to confuse you, Rod, but my actual father is from North America, and he came from Maine and Vermont, French-Canadian, and I'm part of that side of my family is, so I got one part of my family is I'm part Native Indian, so I strike that balance too. So.
Yes. You're a true Canadian.
I think I'm a true Canadian. And I think somebody else calls it Heinz 57, Rod.
Well, that's true Canadian. Multicultural.
Yeah. And matter of fact, I'm working with the Native Indians in the Squamish right now. I guess it's in your blood, and I'm working on their economic development. Yeah, just a little bit of work with them. Mm-hmm. But,
with just yourself or with a group of
people? No, with myself. I go over and, you know, I'm working and I've made a few suggestions and sort of a development project for them on their tourism aspect of it. Yeah. So if I can capitalize the 40 some odd years, it's been just a fascinating thing. Mm. Just, you know, really, no regrets, the old saying goes.